This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To join the discussion, 603-283-6160. That's the color line. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Richie Rich.
And Idaho hit a grim COVID-19 trifecta this week, reaching record numbers of emergency room visits, hospitalizations, and ICU patients. Now, an emergency room visit, as far as I'm aware, is just someone going to the hospital to get tested for COVID-19. So I don't know.
Or any number of things, but in this context, sure.
Yeah, and it doesn't even mean that they tested positive, but they went there for COVID-19, suspecting they had had it. It implies that they tested positive, but that doesn't necessarily follow from the sentence. Medical experts say the deeply conservative state will likely see 30,000 new infections a week by mid-September.
There's the key right there. The deeply conservative state.
Yeah.
How else are we going to talk bad about them? They must, if they're on the rise for COVID, specifically because they're deeply conservative.
That's what they would like us to believe, but we've got Bad Slave calling. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. The interesting thing is that here we are quoting statistics again, which you had done for the Spanish flu and COVID.
It's what libertarians are good at, man. We have statistics for everything.
Yeah, well, to bring these numbers in, and then to not say that there has never been, since I've been aware, and I've been, for more than a year now, been saying, the numbers are junk.
Numbers are only so useful, right? Like, you have to know the context of the numbers and what exactly they're reporting. Like, 30,000 new infections a week by mid-September, that sounds really scary. But how many of these infections are actually leading to hospitalization or death or anything like that? It seems relatively few.
Yeah, or death is the important part, because I have a friend on Facebook who'll post, like, the Hawaii updates, right? Like, 1,000 new cases, and then 3 deaths. I go, that's still a pretty good percentage of survival,
Yeah, and it has I think the percentage right now is 99.8% survival rate or something like that.
And the numbers that he's posting are consistent with that.
Yeah, these people, they come out and then they say, but that's still too many deaths or whatever. It's hard not to argue with them. Yes, that is a number of deaths, and it sucks. But those people probably would have died of the flu or something this year anyway.
Well, exactly. It's pure fear-mongering to take bad numbers and announce them.
Well, the Rolling Stone was outright fabricating stories, and there don't seem to be any consequences for that. They made up this story based on this doctor who didn't even work at an ER and his experiences that he was reporting to them, and they didn't fact-check it at all.
I'm speaking to a radio station, and I trust what you guys do, and I want you to do it better. So you need to be the ones that say, this is what they say, but of course, all along we've known that those numbers have not been accurate.
I'm pretty sure that was the entire point of the first hour of the show. Right,
yeah.
To point out these two articles from what people would consider mainstream media sources, and to inform people that they're fabricating the story from the ground up, so you can't trust those outlets.
Yeah, that's why we led with the Rolling Stone cover. I mean, it's an absolute bombshell. The Rolling Stone couldn't even be bothered to call this hospital. They just took this random doctor's word for it and published this story alleging that Idaho was turning away gunshot wounds because their ICU beds were filled with ivermectin overdoses. And in fact, there's no part of it that's true.
Right. It's just amazingly bizarre to me.
It isn't bizarre to me because most people aren't seeing it. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Baslave. I mean, most people are just seeing these stories and they're not even reading them. They're just looking at the headlines and assuming them to be true because it's the Rolling Stone. They wouldn't lie.
Part of it for me as well is the company that I now keep since, you know, migrating to New Hampshire. Like, if I was still in Hawaii, this might be a surprise that people actually believe these stories, right?
But the, oh yeah,
well, because that's the, those are the people there, right? They're locked down, they're masked up. It's ridiculous how even family members believe some of the narrative that's going on in Hawaii, right? And but I'm not around those people anymore. So when I read headlines like this, and I go, of course it's fabricated. We all believe that. No one takes this seriously. Until I integrate into the real world outside of, you know, my close friends and community here, and I go, oh yeah, people still believe this nonsense.
They do.
What a surprise.
But do they? Like, there's this kid that I work with at my other job who he's like 22 years old. He's hardcore on this. You know, everyone should be forced to wear masks, forced vaccination. He's fine with all of that. And he's been on board with the COVID-19 fear mongering from the start, totally bought into it. And yet, none of that stopped him from going to a festival in, I don't remember exactly where it was, but just a month or two, not even a month or two ago, just weeks ago, went to this festival amid the rise of the Delta variant and all of this other stuff, went to this festival.
So do you think that he went to the festival because he doesn't actually believe what he's saying then? Or do you think he went to the festival because, like, although he believes it, like, it was such a good festival, man. Like, you have
I
to
think
be
it's
there.
Probably that, you know. There is a line that he will draw of, okay, I will not sacrifice this amount of things I enjoy for, out of fear of COVID-19. And that's important to me because I'm the same way. My line is just a lot further out. Right. I won't sacrifice anything if I can help it.
And those are the people that we would typically hang out with here are the people that, like, we're not changing anything.
Right.
As much as possible. We're not doing anything differently because we value freedom and, you know, body autonomy much more than that.
So with the critical shortage of hospital beds and staff and one of the nation's lowest vaccination rates, but as we're going to talk about later from Israel, vaccination rates, they don't really seem to matter. Idaho health providers are growing desperate and preparing to follow crisis standards of care, which call for giving service scarce resources to patients most likely to survive. I thought they did that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that, like, literally what they do?
They help. And I've, you know, we
it's called triage, right?
Right. And we can get into that in a minute because I have an opinion piece from, I think, the Washington Post, where they will always prioritize, like, those individuals that are more likely to survive. Like, that's the triage thing. You look at, you go, like, we can't treat everybody. Who's going to survive, and who do we then just have to let go?
Yeah, imagine like a school bus crash or something less horrific, or a city bus crash if you don't want to think about kids. And, you know, there's 30 people coming into the ER at once, and they're all badly injured. Some of them are going to die, and there's nothing you can do. Why would you operate on the guy whose, you know, brain is oozing out of his head versus the dude with the broken arm?
Sure, you wouldn't. You go like, well, we can't treat him. We need the bed for someone who we can treat.
And you would go, broken arm, not urgent. Oh, this person, they lost their arm. We need to stop that bleeding.
Right, which is also why if you go into the ER with a broken arm, you may be sitting there for a few hours. Because you're going to survive. You might be in pain, right? But you're going to be sitting there for a while they prioritize the people who are about to die, right, before they get around to you.
So St. Luke's Boise Medical Center invited the AP into its restricted ICUs this week. That has to be a violation of protocol, in hopes that sharing the dire reality would prompt people to change their behavior. It doesn't say whether or not they actually went to the ICU, though. So who knows if they actually experienced this for themselves or if they're doing like a Rolling Stone and they're just taking the random word of a doctor for it. What could possibly go wrong? They're a doctor.
I mean, even in the beginning where there were the imaginary hospital bed shortages, like there were people in the community on social media going, I just went to the hospital and they no line, no waiting room, nothing. Just lies.
And now they're talking about not prioritizing or giving health care to only the vaccinated. That's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, you are invited to join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Richie Rich.
And can doctors already make decisions about who to save and who to not help? And you have an opinion piece here about someone arguing that doctors should be able to give priority care to the vaccinated.
Yeah, the opinion is that doctors should be allowed to give priority to vaccinated patients when resources are scarce. And on the face of it, without like reading past that, I want to say generally I would probably agree with that statement. Right? Because they should be allowed to prioritize whomever they want for whatever reason they want.
And absolutely, but yeah. I'm not convinced of the data that suggests that getting the vaccine reduces lethality of COVID-19.
Okay.
So I would just hope they don't base their judgment on bad information.
Okay. Well,
but they can if they want.
Take the converse approach to it, since we were talking about triage before we get into her actual opinion, Ruth Marcus. Right. If a vaccinated person and an unvaccinated person go into the hospital, right, and there's like one bed left for two people, the person in more immediate need of that bed is likely going to be the unvaccinated person because their symptoms are likely going to be more deadly and more severe than the vaccinated person.
If the science is true on this.
If the science is true.
Because it's been repeatedly demonstrated that having the vaccine does not protect you from getting or transmitting COVID-19.
Not getting or transmitting, but it reduces your symptoms.
So allegedly.
Allegedly.
But is that what they fell back on when they realized that the COVID-19 vaccine wasn't going to work? And they were like, oh, but it's okay. It makes it less lethal. That's fine, but it wasn't really very lethal in the first place.
I mean, there was a headline that basically said, like, you know, my father died, but it would have been a more severe death if he hadn't been vaccinated, right? Like, so it's definitely part of the narrative, you know, that the vaccine itself reduces some part of the COVID experience.
Right, because that's all they have after the vaccines, it turned out, failed to prevent someone from getting COVID-19.
Right, but that was never part of the narrative, right? The vaccine narrative wasn't that you can't get it or that you can't spread it. It was that when you get it, you won't get it as bad.
From the start, that was the narrative?
Yeah.
Because I was under the impression that they were trying to prevent the transmission of COVID-19.
Then
the vaccines just didn't work.
That might have been the goal, but when they came out with the vaccine stories, it was, you know, it's not going to prevent it, but you're not going to get it as bad. And then shortly thereafter, they went, and that's why you still need to wear the mask, because you can still transmit it. And people went, what? I thought this was going to be like, you know, I don't have to do that anymore. And they're like, no, we never said that. We said it's going to like reduce your symptoms.
It's been a hell of an 18 months, so I don't remember it enough to be to be certain.
All right. Well,
and trying to find those articles now would be almost impossible.
Well, take me at my word for this example then.
Sure.
So if you believe that and if you accept that, when the vaccinated and the unvaccinated go into the hospital, in a triage situation, they would have to treat the unvaccinated person. Because they're going...
Maybe, but maybe the unvaccinated person is, you know, 26 years old and healthy, and the vaccinated person is, you know, 77 years old and diabetic and obese.
Sure, maybe. But I'm trying to hold all things equal and only let the vaccine and the complications and the unvaccinated... Like when you... Two people, one bed. Right. Right. Who's...
Two equivalently healthy people of roughly the same age.
Why not? Right. The vaccinated person, if you believe the narrative... Right, is going to have symptoms less severe than the unvaccinated person.
In which case, the vaccinated person wouldn't need the hospital bed.
Maybe not, but then they're going to treat the vaccinated person, right, and the vaccinated person is going to be the one like stuck in the waiting room waiting to be treated.
Yeah.
And then you go like, well, what societally and culturally, right? What does that incentivize people to do? If they want to get treated in the hospital, and that's not to get vaccinated, because you're going to get priority treatment in a triage situation, and I don't know...
But that's a sensible approach.
It would be a sensible approach, but I don't know how much you... I don't know how well off that is going to be for, like, the vaccine narrative, right? If you go like, oh, yeah, if you don't get the vaccine, you're going to get treated first at the hospital. All you vaccinated people, like, you know, wait in line.
Well,
right.
How doctors triage shouldn't be a political statement being made to, you know, line the pockets of Pfizer and Moderna.
And that would be the case if they treated the vaccine people first, then. Is that what you...
No, if they treated the unvaccinated first. If they were adding, oh, you'll get treated first if you're vaccinated, that's just bad. I mean, that's just incentivizing people to get the shot, to get more money into the hands of Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson, because otherwise they're not going to get priority care.
Well, yeah, they would not get priority care. If you get the vaccine, right, and you go to a hospital and there's a whole bunch of unvaccinated people, you are not going to get priority care. Like, you did everything they told you to do, right? Like, you locked down.
They shouldn't get priority care because, if all things being equal, if their science is right, the vaccinated person is most likely to pull through.
Most likely. But there's still that risk.
But triage is all about measuring probabilities and who has the best chance of survival.
Right.
So the best chance of survival is the vaccinated person.
The vaccinated person stays out of the ER. And the unvaxxed person goes in and gets treated.
I think so.
Yeah.
That makes the most sense from a medical standpoint, doesn't it?
It does. For us. Right?
But if you're pro-vaccine and you want to punish people for not getting the vaccine.
Or incentivize people to get the vaccine. You go like, well, get the vaccine. And then if you go to the hospital, you're going to get treated first because you followed the rules. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's horrifying, but I see what you're saying.
All right, so let's get into this. This is, again, I think Washington Post, I believe, Ruth Marcus. This conflicts radically with accepted medical ethics, I recognize.
Okay, and we're off to a good start already.
And under ordinary circumstances, I agree with those rules. The lung cancer patient who's been smoking two packs a day for decades is entitled to the same treatment as the one who never took a puff. The drunk driver who kills a family gets a team doing its utmost to save him, although not perhaps a liver transplant if he needs one. Doctors are healers, not judges. But the coronavirus pandemic, the development of a highly effective vaccine, and the emergence of a core of vaccine resistors, along with an infectious new variant, have combined to change the ethical calculus.
I don't think they have, because the very first statement, a provably highly effective vaccine, where they said it has not been proven highly effective, and we have an article from Israel that, you know, pretty much says, yeah, these things aren't very effective.
Okay. Well, even more so then, if it's not effective, that vaccine person, like, is going to need equal treatment to the unvaxxed person, then it's just first come, first served.
I would agree with that.
Those who insist on refusing the vaccine for no reason are not in the same moral position of the smoker with lung cancer or the drunk driver.
No, that's not true at all. Refusing the vaccine is absolutely the same moral ground as the smoker who smokes two packs of cigarettes a day. You're still deliberately doing something that you know is going to make you sick. I would argue that the smoker has even less ground than someone who isn't vaccinated. The smoker knows they're going to get lung cancer and die.
Okay, and the unvaccinated person, not sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've had COVID. I survived. I have no evidence to believe that COVID is going to kill me. But I have a lot of evidence to believe that cigarettes will. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Officials in Flat Rock, Michigan are urging some residents to evacuate after a gasoline leak at a Ford Motor Company assembly plant in the city. Teams from Michigan's Department of Health and Human Services were going door-to-door in the affected areas to urge residents to leave, but those evacuations are not mandatory. Health officials say that they don't believe there is an imminent danger to residents, but they were acting out of an abundance of caution. Elevated levels of benzene have been found in some homes near the plant, prompting the suggestion to evacuate. And the Transportation Security Administration says it screened one of the largest numbers of air passengers this summer heading into the holiday weekend. The TSA says it screened 2.1 million passengers on Friday, the highest volume since August 15th. The increase in holiday travel coming as the U.S. sees increasing numbers of COVID cases and health officials asking unvaccinated Americans to refrain from traveling for the holiday. The U.S. is averaging about 153,000 new COVID cases per day. This is USA Radio News. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that the administration believes that there are around 100 Americans who were left behind in Afghanistan. Representative Adam Kinziger wants to know who was evacuated out. The Illinois Republican tells CNN's State of the Union that the White House hasn't responded to his requests for information on who got out.
No, not yet. And, you know, look, again, it was interesting because as this was going down, this evacuation, the administration would stand up and talk about all this great success. And certainly, they evacuated a lot of people. I don't want to take that away from them. But we were hearing very different things on the ground. And, you know, we're getting really real big pushback when they're like, oh, no, it's going swimmingly. And we're saying, no, we're hearing nobody's getting through the gates. And I think what we're seeing now is I think we evacuated something like 8,800 of these Afghan civs out of tens of thousands that wanted to go. This is a shameful moment, America.
This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You're invited to join us, 603-283-6160. Coming up later are Satanists, the only thing that can stop the Texas abortion ban. Also, McFlurries. I haven't had a McFlurry in like 14 or 15 years. I don't eat a lot of ice cream. And
that's because the machine is always broken. You can't get one.
But I've heard, yes, that the McFlurry machine is always broken, and it's because employees don't like cleaning the thing, or they clean it early or whatever. I don't know, never having worked at a McDonald's, but that's the thing I hear, that the McFlurry machine is always broken. I don't know. Or that it's not working, but more importantly, an update on the bodybuilder is coming up. Now, that's the guy who fell in love with his sex doll.
And married it.
And married her. Yeah. Well, he may not be entirely loyal in his relationships.
Not faithful at all. He is sought elsewhere for gratification.
And we're going to talk about that. But first, we have David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, more fun and games. There's more to the story I was telling behind the scenes radio. I had called into the local KKOB radio station to promote Eddie Aragon, the owner of the station that's carrying you right now, KIVA, Kiva, the Rock of Talk. Eddie Aragon, the owner, that he got himself on the ballot to be a candidate for mayor, and he's the only Republican candidate on the ballot. There are two Democrats and one Republican, and the Democrats both have some scandals going on, so it's an interesting race. But I called into the competing station, KKOB, the Eric Strauss show, the other
Hold
morning.
On. I have a question real quick. You said two Democrats on the ballot. I don't know the status of how New Mexico laws work, but do the two Democratic candidates have to primary against each other?
In Albuquerque, they have chosen to have what they call a nonpartisan race, so they don't have a primary. So you can have more than one from any given party running for mayor, and that's what we have here. And but the interest or the fun part that I haven't told yet is I called up and the guy before me the guy before me mentioned Eddie Ergon because they were talking about the mayoral race for most of that program, and Eric Strauss happens to be he's really 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 pushing one of the Democrats. He's pushing the sheriff Manny Gonzalez. He's really pushing him, and so Eric has been silencing anybody who talks about that. He can't get away with talk about the current mayor, but he's literally silencing anybody who mentions Eddie Ergon's name. So this guy before me slipped it in, and then I called and I got to the word Eddie and he dumped my call and after he did that to me the part I haven't told yet is the producer on the other side of the glass who happens to be a friend of mine went in there and confronted Eric Strauss on cutting me so short for no good reason, and Eric got all defensive and they got in a big huff about it. I mean the way the producer makes it sound it was nearly an actual fight. So that's some behind the scenes stuff that was in the radio business that's kind of funny. Producer going in and taking on the host and it almost turning ugly.
Yeah, that's why we don't have producers here on Free Talk Live. David, thank you so much for the call tonight. Keep us updated on this mess that's going on in Albuquerque. For those who aren't aware, there, as David, you know, paraphrased, there are three mayoral candidates, and one of them owns the radio station that happens to be carrying Free Talk Live right now. And that guy, you can't even mention his name on the other radio stations in Albuquerque, at least one of them, without having your call dumped. And that's pretty screwed up. But it is within their rights as a radio station owner. It's just really messed up. But we're talking right now about doctors, and we have this opinion piece about whether or not doctors should be able to prioritize giving health care to the vaccinated instead of the unvaccinated.
Right.
Why is this even a question? If I go in with
because COVID, the hospitals are overrun. Did you not hear the Idaho piece? There's people that can't get treatment because there's no hospital beds, and we're treating all these morons who aren't getting vaccinated. Sorry.
Or who are overdosing on ivermectin, whatever, as the Rolling Stone said. No, I just don't understand. If I go in with a pneumonia, the hospital isn't going to say, okay, well, are you vaccinated? If I go in with the flu, the hospital isn't going to ask me if I've been vaccinated against the flu. It's irrelevant. I'm sick with the flu. Does it matter if I've been vaccinated or not?
But because of the coronavirus pandemic, the ethical calculus has changed.
Well, that's certainly with those ethics that we've upheld for the last several centuries, they have to be thrown out because these are unprecedented times. Australia has certainly been engaging in some unprecedented activity.
Australia has fallen, and I'm on record already saying that.
It has definitely fallen. I've also got an article about that. I don't think we'll get into it tonight, but it's actually a piece arguing that, you know, Australia has gone too far and no longer has the right to call themselves a liberal democracy. They're a police state.
If you are in Australia and can get out, do so before it gets worse.
Chances are they can't get out, though. Texas isn't allowing people to leave. I mean, did I say Texas?
You did.
I'm in Australia. I don't know why the hell I said Texas. I guess because I looked over here in the chat and someone mentioned the Texas abortion ban.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Australia isn't allowing people to leave.
Australia has fallen. New Zealand has fallen. It's, you know, it's coming. But
they're full-on police states.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some of the headlines. Back to this one, though. In situations where resources are scarce and hard choices must be made, they are not entitled to the same no-questions-asked, no-holds-barred medical care as others who behaved more responsibly.
But she just admitted that, you know, a cancer patient who's been smoking cigarettes their entire life shouldn't be treated differently for a moral decision they made.
Right. That's the old way. And now...
But because COVID-19...
The ethical calculus has changed, and this is the new way.
But the new way is... Okay, go keep going.
Okay. There are a number of reasons. It's hard to quit smoking, stop drinking, lose weight, or even take up exercise.
It's not hard to do any of those things. You just have to want to do them. I don't want to quit smoking. If I wanted to quit smoking, I could do it. I don't want to.
Yeah, physical withdrawals are difficult for a lot of people to get through.
They are.
You have to want to.
But if you want to, yeah, you can get through it.
I agree with you. But it's more difficult than other things, right? Because you have to go through those physical withdrawals.
But you can't make yourself want it.
Right. So even those with health problems can be reasonably be blamed on their own lapses deserve the best care possible. After all, for the most part, own victims.
My refusal to get vaccinated is just a momentary lapse of judgment then. Can I have my health care now?
As long as there's no one vaccinated in line in front of you, sure. But you have to take responsibility for that momentary lapse in judgment. And if your lapse in judgment impedes someone who was, you know, reasonable with their health care, right? I don't know.
So that's a dangerous precedent because someone could have a lapse in judgment and drive while drunk and crash their car, but someone else crashed and they weren't driving drunk. So now the person who wasn't drunk gets priority care because you have to take responsibility for your lapse in judgment.
Yeah, I would almost be okay with that. Like if two people crashed a car and one of them, like, you know, had a seizure and one of them was drinking, like I would totally be okay with treating the seizure person first.
Well, it would depend on what the injuries were, really. So my example was bad.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, when you give those examples, all other things being equal, right?
Yeah. Equal,
like,
injuries.
Yeah. Seems to me like, you know, you're going to drive drunk. There's some responsibility. Vaccine resistors are different. Their refusal to take the shot doesn't just affect their own
shots, because it's not just one shot. Even the Johnson & Johnson isn't just one shot anymore. It's three shots right now to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19.
Their refusal to take their Fauci-ouchie doesn't just affect their own health. It poses a known risk to the health of others, especially now with the spread of the Delta variant.
But if your vaccine protects you from getting sicker, then it's just a threat to me that I'm unvaccinated, right?
Until you both need care at the hospital.
Yes, but I'm not putting the vaccinated person in any danger because they're vaccinated.
Until you both need that one bed at the hospital. Right. Then you get priority treatment as the unvaccinated person needing triage, and they're more at risk now because they're not getting treated.
More coming up, 603-283-6160. We're going to hear more about why the unvaccinated shouldn't get first treatment. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, you can join us, take control of the airwaves. If you don't like talking about COVID-19, that's okay. You can call in and talk about whatever you want. Change the
local
subject.
Politics.
Yeah.
And corrupt election officials.
It's a mess there in New Mexico, and it always is. It is one of the most corrupt states, according to David, in the U.S., and so I'm not surprised to hear this coming out of Albuquerque. 603-283-6160. That's the phone number if you want to join us. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about this opinion piece from, you said, Washington Post?
I believe it's the Washington Post.
About whether or not doctors should prioritize giving health care to the vaccinated instead of the unvaccinated. And this raises so many interesting questions. Like, the whole point of the vaccine now, and regardless of what it was 18 months ago, because I don't remember, but the whole point is that it makes you less likely to die from it, less likely, it reduces the severity of symptoms.
Right.
So you're not going to get as sick, in which case you shouldn't need the hospital bed in the first place.
Right. But vaccinated people do on occasion, because there are still vaccinated people dying,
right,
even though they're vaccinated, which raises other questions.
But yeah, like, what the hell good is the vaccine? Because from what I've seen, and I can't find the article about it now, I think it was related to Israel, but they just sort of threw the line in there without really calling attention to it, that, you know, people who were the vaccinated people who were dying from COVID-19 had comorbidities, like obesity and things like that. Well, okay, that was always the case with COVID-19. That was always the people COVID-19 was killing.
Right. The elderly, the infirmed, people with, you know, obesity.
Yeah,
right.
So it doesn't really...
Unhealthy people did not do well with COVID.
And healthy people weren't generally hospitalized in the first place. I know a lot of people who got COVID-19 this year in early March, or mid-March, rather, or late March. I don't remember exactly when. I know several people who have had COVID-19, and I only know two people who died from it. One of those I'd never even met in person. I'm not saying your grandmother or whatever didn't die from COVID-19, but I'm saying it seems to be very rare that anyone is actually hospitalized, much less that anyone dies as a result of COVID-19.
Yeah.
You would think in a town of 23,000, we would know a few.
Well, and again, I get the updates from Hawaii, and the statistics show that there's still plenty of cases. There's a handful of hospitalizations and very minimal deaths. So if you think you,
which was always the case with right. COVID-19,
but I think as it's being listed as a pandemic, right? If you think you have it, right? There's a lot of people that are going like, I'm just going to go to the hospital, right?
Sure,
I paid for my health insurance. I think I might have COVID. I'm going to go to the hospital to get treatment just in case, right? What was previously not really an ER visit has become an ER visit because of a pandemic.
I have the flu. Please treat me.
Right.
Or I have a cold. Please treat me.
Which you wouldn't go to the ER for necessarily, right? You would call your doctor.
No, if you went to the ER for a cold, they probably wouldn't even see you.
Right. But now, COVID-19, it's, you know, severe cold.
Making hospitals lots of money with very minimal amounts of work. And the government's paying for all of it, all of those tests.
And people are incentivized to go, right, because this could kill you. If you think you have it, you should probably go to the ER.
I think the reason people are incentivized is because if they test positive, they get 2 weeks guaranteed off work, and most employers will continue to pay them.
Okay, if they're lucky. Like, I don't...
Well, that was the whole point of the payment protection program that the government put forward, is if people have to quarantine or your business has to close, you have to go ahead and pay your employees anyway.
Okay.
I don't know how many of them still do it, but there were people who took advantage of the quarantine process because they knew of someone who tested COVID-19 and they hugged them a few days before, so now they have to quarantine for 2 weeks. And that company did pay them for those two full weeks.
So another one of those things that, like, follow the money, right?
Yeah.
And
the government paid for that, too.
If you're going to pay me to not work and I don't have to, like, use my vacation time or my sick leave or whatever.
Yeah.
And then I get if you fire me, I get a bonus check on top of that to not go back to work. Stimuluses. Why not?
We spent the last 18 years rewarding incorrect behavior, for sure. I'm trying to...
18 months, you mean?
What did I say?
You said years.
18 months, okay. Yeah. And I can't think of the terminology, but we've been incentivizing the wrong things.
Improperly incentivizing people.
Yes, we've been incentivizing people to stay home, to blow this out of proportion, to not work.
Right.
And hospitals are among those who have been being incentivized to blow this out of proportion. At one point, I think it was $15,000 for using a ventilator. Just using one, $15,000 guaranteed from the government.
And I'm one of those people that I believe that the ventilators caused more damage than they helped. Like, if you got on the ventilator, it was you were then worse off than you would if you had just taken oxygen at the time.
I don't know enough about it to have an opinion.
I won't worry about it then. We'll just move on. Yeah, we'll move on.
I'm not aware the ventilator is really helping anyone. I'm not aware if I haven't heard a whole lot of stories about, oh, I was on a ventilator and I thought I was going to die, but then I pulled through. I haven't heard any of those.
Right. Okay, so we'll go through this then. Early on, right, people that ended up in hospitals, they ended up on the ventilators. And, like, that was the thing. That was part of the flatten the curve.
Yeah, we don't have enough ventilators.
We don't have enough ventilators for everyone who's coming in that needs a ventilator.
By the way, did any hospital spend any money buying more ventilators? Because I'm willing to bet the answer is no.
It is my opinion, based on some of the articles and news that has come out, don't ask me to quote sources.
Sure.
The ventilators, people would come into the hospitals, they would get put on the ventilators, and then they would die. And it was, you know, like, the narrative was that, well, they had COVID so severe that even the ventilator could not help them. And the problem was that they did not need a ventilator because their problem was not, I cannot breathe on my own. The problem was, I'm not oxygenating enough to get oxygen into the bloodstream. So rather than being put on a ventilator to help their, like, chest go up and down, they needed oxygen provided to them. Like, an oxygen mask would have been fine. Right, they would have forced oxygen, they would have gotten that into the bloodstream, and they would have likely survived, but instead they were put on the ventilator, which did nothing, and then they died.
Is that why people are always checking their O2 levels these days and that kind of thing?
I would hope so, but again, I will say that this is my opinion and my belief, and you are free to fact check me as much as you want on that.
Or just if you disagree, 603-283-6160.
But based on everything that I've read, you know, in mainstream media and other sources, that's the conclusion that I have come to.
Okay.
All right. So vaccine resistors are different. To decline a vaccine or to decline to be vaccinated is to fail to live up to your duty to your community. And it should mean that you forfeit, if necessary, your claim to equal medical treatment.
Wow.
Emphasis on...
Hold on. Would not this same person make the argument that health care is a human right?
Probably a few years ago, yes. Right? When it was like, you know, single-payer health care, everyone should get it for free. Sure.
So this author is totally okay. In theory, we're making the assumption here, but it sounds like a valid assumption.
It's part of the narrative.
Yep. Yeah. That it's okay to deny people human rights.
It is now.
Right. Well, she does want to change the moral calculus or whatever.
The moral calculus has changed.
Oh. Okay.
She's not changing it. COVID changed the moral calculus. So, yes.
In her opinion.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's an opinion piece.
The good thing about calculus, actual calculus, is that, you know, the numbers always come out the same.
Well, it's a moral calculus, not a math calculus.
Right.
Okay. Emphasis on if necessary, because that is the other part of the equation. Scarcity has consequences for the distribution of medical resources.
Don't leftists also argue that scarcity no longer exists?
They argue that we can work towards a post-scarcity society, and that's the goal. And I would not disagree that that's a noble goal, right? It's like you want to work towards it, fine, but it doesn't exist, right? It was a Thomas Sowell quote, like the first rule of economics is that, you know, scarcity applies across the board, and the first rule of politics is to ignore the first rule of economics or something to that effect. Like, scarcity exists, and you have to ignore that if you want to do anything in the political realm. So you can work towards post-scarcity all you want, but you're not there yet. I don't believe you'll get there. But I do find it noble to go like, no. A world in which there is enough for everyone is aspirational, and it's a fine aspiration to have. But right now, not the case. Right? There's limited beds. There's limited medical supplies. There were limited ventilators. And, you know, part of that, I will say, well, you can blame it on the government, right, for not allowing new hospitals to be built. But
I just seem to recall seeing leftists make the argument that, you know, scarcity only continues to exist
because of capitalism.
Well, yeah, but they refer to it more like it's an illusion, if I recall correctly. I don't know, and I can't look up the tweets these days to find out exactly what I'm referring to. But what are your thoughts on whether or not health care should be prioritized to those who have been vaccinated? 603-283-6160. You can weigh in. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.